Welcome back, everybody, to another edition of A Handful of Hope. Today, I am thrilled to have Cheryl with us. And Cheryl is a speaker, workshop facilitator, educator, and best-selling author, founder and CEO of Grit and Grace Meditation. She's a 200-hour certified mindfulness meditation instructor, 200-hour certified yoga teacher, and 40-hour divine sleep yoga nidra teacher. She's passionate about teaching people how to live their best life one breath at a time. Ooh, I love that. Inspired by passion for learning, Cheryl shares 15 years of experience in higher education and her triumph over personal tragedy to help others in their search for spiritual, mental, physical, and emotional strength. Encouraging people to live their best life one breath at a time through the practice of meditation, yoga, she teaches the physical and mental value of disconnecting, slowing down, and becoming more self-aware and mindful of everyday life. Cheryl, welcome and thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Jesse, so much. I really am so honored to be part of this.
I'm excited. We had quite a profound conversation before this, and I want to dive right in. One of the things we were talking about offline was I've been playing with this notion that there's two viruses kind of running amok right now, where there's the coronavirus, but then there's also this huge fear virus, I think, that's really being ingested by many people in the world and is causing and promoting a lot of the irrational behavior, creating disunification, causing people to be maybe resist doing the sheltering and placing and all these types of things. And you had some really profound things about that, about perceived threats versus real threat. And I was hoping that you can maybe elaborate on that for everyone.
Yeah, sure. I'd love to. So just as you said, it's a contagion, right? So fear is a contagion. And so we have to figure out why fear is a contagion, because there's actually a physiological response within each and every one of us as a human being. So in learning the practice of meditation and spending my time, there is something in each of us called the autonomic nervous system. And so that is made up of the fight or flight or the rest and digest. So the fight or flight is your sympathetic nervous system, S meaning stress, accelerator, and parasympathetic, P for pause, decelerator. We as human beings want to make sure that we're in the parasympathetic, the pause, more than we are in the sympathetic. What happens, as we were talking about this earlier, is we as human beings have a part of our brain called the amygdala. It's the reptilian part of our brain. And what happens is there is that part of the brain responds to stress, perceived or real. So when I say that, it's if we go back to caveman time, this was fight or flight. If you were going out and you were hunting and you come across the saber-toothed tiger, right? Fear, fight, or flight automatically happens. And there's things that happen in our body. And so you can all recognize what happens. So a lot of times our heart starts to beat fast. Our breath changes. Like if we're nervous and we're driving, you know, your breath, it immediately starts to change. Your blood pressure increases, you start to sweat. And this is just a few things that what your body is doing. And as I said, I want to tie this back. It's perceived or real, because your brain does not know the difference. So you can take that saber-toothed tiger and you can also equate it as we're evolved many, many, many years later and you're driving in your car and somebody cuts you off. The exact same response occurs. Now, you may not stay in that fearful state, but what happens is the minute that you keep doing that, these are the responses that keep happening. So as we're dealing with the unknown, because we as human beings, we don't like to deal with the unknown, right? We want to know, we want to be in the know. We're activating that part of our brain every time that we feel that fear creeping up. So we want to flip the switch and we want to move into the rest and digest. That's where you can activate your immune system. It's your healing. Because when you're in the fight or flight, your digestive system, your reproductive, your immune system all shuts down because you're not needing them if you're actually needing to fight or flight. So really super important, because right now we're dealing with this coronavirus. You want to be in the rest and digest so your immune system is activated.
How do we get out of fight or flight? So we're activated and there's a lot of fear getting pumped into it, because I've often said fear and mediocrity are the two biggest businesses of the world, right? Yeah. And so right now there's a huge amount of fear getting pumped in, and a lot of people are feeling a tremendous amount of fear because they're afraid for their health, they're afraid for their business, they're afraid for their home, their kids' future also. So understandable fears. And in fear state, we're probably not going to be able to make the rational decisions we need to make that would actually help us troubleshoot and find solutions. So somebody who's watching this, who's in that fear state, so they're hearing you, they're open to it, and they say, okay, you know, that makes a lot of sense. Yeah. I'm in this fight or flight state. How do I get out of that so I can shift to something else?
So meditation is an excellent way to help us with that. But when we're in that state, we're obviously not going to go, I just need to go meditate, right? So especially if you're driving a car, or you're at, you know, you are at your workplace, or you're dealing with something. So breath, you want to find your breath. Okay. Your breath is your prana. It's your life force. It connects you. So believe it or not, when you stop, you need to pause. And this awareness will start to come about when you do the practice of meditation. You'll become more self-aware. You'll notice when those emotions creep in. It's a beautiful practice that does bring in that self-awareness. How do I know that? Because I can speak to it personally from having to deal with some very big stressors in my life. That's why I learned the practice of yoga, which brought me to the practice of meditation. And I'm not talking about little stressors just in everyday life. I'm talking about some major stressors of death of my husband and the loss of a home during a hurricane. So big stressors, right? That's what brought me to this practice. So I am leaning into this practice more so than ever. But so let's go to our breath. So the other day I was just doing a short lesson on this, and I want to share it today. The minute that you feel that fear, that anxiety, you need to stop and you need to pause. And then I want you to notice your breath. Just by taking three long, slow, deep breaths in through the nose and out through the nose, or out through the mouth, relieving the stress, can start to reset your nervous system. It's telling your body you're okay. You're okay in the present moment, because you would not be taking three long, slow, deep breaths if you were in that actual fight or flight. So you want to pause. You want to notice your surroundings. You want to physically, internally say, I am okay. For the most part, right now, I am okay. And then literally, three breaths, just like that. We're not breathing from our chest. We're breathing from our belly. We're filling up our belly. We're coming all the way up. We feel our chest. We feel we're filling up our lungs. We can feel it everywhere within our body as we're moving. So really long, three slow, deep inhales. Another good one, and you can go to my Facebook page, is called Alternate Nostril Breathing. And so it's a little awkward, and I walk everyone through it, and I have instructions on it, but it really works. And it's just moving through both sides of your nostril, allowing the air to flow in through one nostril and out the other. The reason I say that is it's called Nadi Shona, which means Nadi is flow or channel, and Shona meaning purification. So we have channels in our nose that go up into our brain and then back the down the back of us through our central spine, the good channel, the things that we want to flow. We want to flow life force. And so I explain that, and I'd be happy to give this information to you if there's a place that you're posting this, because it's an excellent method to also bring you out of that fight or flight.
Yeah.
And so breath work would be an amazing tool to have. And then honestly, the practice of meditation, just coming into stillness. And
I'll get all your links for you afterwards and we'll include them.
Yeah.
With meditation, why is meditation so important, Cheryl?
Yeah. So meditation tells our nervous system that we're okay. And it starts to calm the nervous system down and train the brain to come into a state of stillness. And we were talking about this earlier. When I'm teaching meditation, so many people are like, I can't do that. I just am no good at it. I can't stop the thoughts. I can't sit in stillness. And so, you know, we're busy. We are human beings and we always say we're busy. So maybe now is the time that this is something that you want to pick up. Yeah. Maybe now is the perfect time to say, I'm going to try this meditation. And you want to start small. And so it's training your brain that you're coming into stillness. And so when people say to me, I can't stop my thoughts, I'm like, whoop, guess what? I'm here to let you off the hook. You don't have to stop your thoughts. Just as your eyes see and your heart beats, so too does your brain think. But what will happen is every time that you keep coming and sitting in stillness, you're training the brain to shut out the external and come within to the internal. And so those things are super important because you want to start small and you want to know that those thoughts are going to come in and we're using our breath as our anchor. And so every time that you hear something in your outside environment, every time that a thought streams in, you're like, up, okay, you're just return to the breath. And every time you do that, consider that a win because you're training your breath. And we were talking about going to the gym. Like we train, you know, to condition our bodies, to condition our muscles. The first time you go to the gym, there's no way that you're able to go over there and pick up, you know, the 100-pound weights. You're no way able to bench press. So you're working at it. And so we're working at exercising the mind so that we can shut out that internal monkey chatter that is always happening. And then this starts to seep into our life and it creates a sense of awareness so that when we know these emotions are coming up, how to deal with them. And it also helps with sleeping because I'm sure that right now some people are having some issues sleeping. They can't shut down that part of our brain that is telling us be in the fight or flight.
I know one of the things you said, and I'll get to the meditation in a second, was maybe this is the time to pick something up. And I'm glad you said that. I've been speaking to people often about utilizing this time, not as just it being passive, but it being something where it's an opportunity to learn new skills, opportunity to try something new. And I know you want to lead us through a little kind of body scan meditation and so I want to give you the time to do that and also be respectful of everybody's time. And I think this will be really great because I don't know if you can hear, there's a dog barking in the background.
Yes. And that's okay. We're going to welcome in everything and resist nothing.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I think that's perfect because it's so indicative of life, right? And so many of us, I think some of our resistance comes from having this image of what perfection should be, how it should be. And then in my head, I have this voice that just went, oh, of course, you have the meditation person on here. And then that's when the dog starts losing its mind, right? Like, but maybe that's how perfect it should be because it's indicative of the chaos and on a much smaller scale, but it's chaos nonetheless in the image of life and how we think that life is supposed to unfold. And I love that you're going to do this for us because with that happening in the background, with what's happening in the world, because it's often in these times of chaos, like you said, we got to get back to the basics. We got to get back to our breath.
Right. Absolutely, Jesse. Remember, As much as stress is a contagion, so too is peace and calmness. And so more than ever, I have been totally feeling called to share with anyone the practice of meditation, because there were so many times in my life, Jesse, that I just felt like I needed to continue to muscle through, that I needed to continue doing. And what I actually needed to do is just surrender and just fully surrender to what is. And I just have to say that in doing that, that's where I started to find my peace and my center point. Perfection is not what it's really made out to be, because who defines perfection anyway? And so when we do meditate, we welcome in everything and resist nothing. So that includes the sounds around you, and that includes the thoughts that are streaming in, and that includes how your body's feeling in that moment, and just really dropping all the stories and just being with what is.
I love that.
I did a yoga class this morning, and the teacher asked us at the end, what insight have you come to? And I said, that I thought that I gave up control recently, and I really didn't. And I really need to sit and surrender some more, because we like to control situations.
Wow. That's powerful. I mean, I felt that, and I'm sure everybody else, we probably all could look a little deeper on how we could let go of control.
Mm-hmm.
You want to lead us, we have about, I think, 5 to 7 minutes left, and you want to run us through a little bit of a meditation?
I will. Happy to do that. So where anyone is sitting right now, just come into a comfortably seated position and just sit. We want our spine to just be tall, reaching our head towards the ceiling, towards the sky, and grounding down, placing your feet on the ground. And resting your hands gently in your lap or at your side. And I'm going to be leading everyone through a body scan. And why I chose this meditation is because it really helps you to come into a relaxed state. This is one of my favorite meditations to do, because as we navigate through our daily lives, we don't even realize how much tension that we hold within our bodies. And so I invite you to come into this present moment. Gather all your attention right here, right now. And turn inwardly and begin to focus on your breath, using that as an anchor for your practice. And we'll begin by taking 3 long, slow, deep breaths in and out through the nose, filling up completely. And exhaling fully. This is sending a signal to your body that everything is okay right here, right now, and you can come into a relaxed state. Remember, at any time during this practice, if thoughts should come up, as they will, just allow them to come in and allow them to pass. And every time, just return your attention back to your breath. And you can do this as many times as you have to. Noticing any sounds around you, sounds in the distance, and sounds that are close by. Sounds are rarely a barrier to our meditation. Welcome in everything and resist nothing. Turn your attention to your whole body, seated on the chair or cushion, and notice any of the sensations present within your whole body. There may be a tingling, maybe some stiffness. Just acknowledge them and let them be. There's no need to create a story around them. Now move your attention to the top of your head. Soften and release through your scalp. Move your attention to your face and soften all the tiny muscles around your eyes, your forehead, your cheeks. Unclench your jaw and relax the tongue in your mouth. Pull your shoulders away from your ears and relax them down your spine. Noticing both your right and left hand, softening through your palms, your forearms, and your upper arms. Turning your attention to the back side of your body. Noticing any sensations. You might feel your clothes resting gently against you, or if you're pressing against the back of your chair. I invite you to soften through your upper, middle, and lower back. Now moving your attention to the front side of your body. Softening through your chest and your heart center. Softening your belly, and your pelvis. Moving your attention to the lower half of your body. Releasing any tension that you're holding onto through your hips, in your sits bones. We hold so much tension in this area. Just breathe and let it go. Release any tension through both your right and left thigh, through the front and back of your knees. Releasing through each of your calves, softening through the soles of your feet. And releasing any tension through the tips of your toes. Breathing in and breathing out. Noticing your whole body relaxed, calm, and in stillness. noticing that you can access this sense of inner peace at any time, simply by coming into stillness. We have everything we need internally. Starting to bring awareness back in your body by deepening your breath. Wiggle your fingers and your toes. And when you're ready, slowly and gently open your eyes and come back into the space around you.
Cheryl, that was incredible. I have so many questions I want to ask you about meditation now.
Yeah.
And my hope is that with these initial interviews, people will want more, and then we'll be able to do an expansion series on it, because we could actually get into the after parts and building a meditation practice, and I'll be sure to include all your links and everything. I wanted to close with just three quick questions before we bid you adieu for the day.
Yes.
People, and incidentally, everyone, do you notice my voice and just my whole energy is more calm, more relaxed right now? I was just hearing my voice and I thought, wow, I sound pretty trancy right now.
Yeah. Yes. It just naturally happens, Jesse. Yeah. Such a beautiful thing.
Yeah. That's incredible. People are home.
Yeah.
Many people are at home right now, and they're on lockdown, self-isolation, shelter in place, whatever the term is. And they have some extra time. If you could, I want to provide them with some resources, some ideas, podcasts you'd recommend they listen to.
So one of my favorite podcasts is Jim Fortin, F-O-R-T-I-M. He talks about all of these different modalities to bring yourself into a relaxed state, talks about meditation, talks about life, talks about positivity. So one of my favorite podcasts to listen to.
Book you'd recommend people read.
Yeah. So I have it right here because I've been reading it. It's called 1 Second Ahead. And so this is actually by Rasmus Hougaard, H-O-U-G-A-A-R-D. Enhance your performance at work with the practice of mindfulness. So I'm in the midst of doing a program right now so that I can take this into the workplace, because this is a needed tool for the world.
Love that. And movie or documentary you recommend people watch?
Yeah. Heal, H-E-A-L, Heal, the documentary, how you can heal yourself.
Cheryl, thank you so much. And everybody watching, if you get nothing out of this today, which there's so much to get out, rewatch and re-listen to, and maybe just have that be a way to start your day. The little meditation body scan Cheryl led us through. Or if you find yourself at the end of the day struggling to wind down, there's too much news, too much social media, give yourself permission to turn that off. Take a few deep breaths, come back and rewatch this interview, and allow that to be your stamp, your bookends of the day. I really believe that one of the things that's going to be critical for all of us to be able to manage and thrive through this the best we can is being really intentional about how we begin and how we end our days, and then what space we're filling in between. And if we allow the outside world to be such a strong influence, it's going to be a bigger struggle. But if you're really mindful of it, and I think starting with this meditation Cheryl has, ending with it, it could be such a powerful place of just giving yourself some peace. Recognizing that even in the midst of some chaos and uncertainty, you can still feel, create, and experience peace. And that a powerful question to ask yourselves is this, is that if you can do that in just a few minutes of time, imagine what else you can do, especially during this time. And if you're able to thrive through this time with inner peace, imagine what the rest of your life can become when this becomes a foundation of it. And I'll be sure to link up to all of Cheryl's other stuff. Thank you so much, Cheryl, for being here. This was incredible.
Thank you. I so appreciate it. And I wish everybody just the deepest loving kindness and stay well.
Awesome. Bye-bye.